And this is EHVKS, and I think we've got time for one more here tonight before I touch on this one. Any additional stations out there you'd like to join us, you have a comment, come on in, and then I'll move to the last one for this evening. The last one here for tonight is, I mentioned just a while ago, there's a K2-18b, it's an exoplanet. When they were doing some studies on it, they thought they found some chemical signatures on that planet that could only come into existence because of some organic process going on that planet. So they're re-examining that. So astronomers, they announced it was last month. They may have discovered some promising signs of what they thought was alien life on this distant planet, K2-18b. There were several recent studies, and they're looking at the very same data, and they found that there's not enough evidence to support the claim. So with one scientist accusing astronomers of maybe jumping the gun, they're just acting a little bit too quickly in announcing that they found signatures of life, chemical signatures of life. Just off. The debate is revolving around, it revolves around the planet, this planet K2-18b, which is 124 light years away. It's in the constellation Leo. And the planet is thought to be just the right distance from a star, in other words, the habitable zone, to have liquid water. And it makes it a prime suspect in the search for extraterrestrial life. So last month, the astronomers, they're using the James Webb Space Telescope, they made media headlines. They announced that they detected hints of chemicals, dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide, DMS and DM. On the planet. And these chemicals are only produced by lifelike things, like let's say marine algae. Marine algae is a good example here on Earth. And I mean they're considered potential biosignatures. So the astronomers, they were led by Cambridge University, and they expressed this new research, and they expressed caution about the hints of a biosignature, emphasizing they were not claiming a definitive discovery. So the detection had reached a 3-sigma level of statistical significance. This means that there's still a 3 in 1,000 chance of being a fluke. So there were some researchers at Arizona State University, and I should have mentioned here, research came about from Cambridge University and Arizona State University, this new research. Arizona State University, they were the ones that picked up on this old research and they decided to reanalyze the data. And when looking at other statistic models, claims of a potential biosignature detection vanished, according to a preprint study that was published online last month. It's ready to come out, but not yet. So like some of these other papers since April announcements, they haven't been peer-reviewed yet, so they're waiting for some peer review. Well, one model, researchers, they expanded the number of possible chemicals that could explain the signal detected by the James Webb to 90 from the original 20. So more than 50 received, and they would say, as a hit. And they're not saying the planet definitely does have dimethyl sulfate, just that more observations are needed before they can actually make a proper conclusion. And the three most promising chemicals they found were DMS, but not DMDS. That's a major part of the team's announcement that came out in April. However, one of the researchers pointed out that the span of a month with no new data, no new models, and no new laboratory data, their entire analysis has changed. So the telescopes observed the far-off exoplanets when they cross in front of their star, so allowing astronomers to analyze the molecules block different wavelengths of light that's coming through the atmosphere. Almost acting like a spectroscope. And earlier this week, a paper from the University of Chicago combined Webb's observations of K2-18b in both the near-infrared and mid-infrared wavelengths of light. It also found no statistical significance for DMS or DMDS, so says the paper. An earlier paper by Oxford astrophysicist Jake Taylor using a basic statistical test, also found no strong evidence for biosignatures. So more data. There's more data about K2-18b will come in over the next year, and that should offer a much clearer picture of what's actually going on there. Stop it. And even if the planet does have DMS, it's not a guarantee of life. The chemical has been detected on even lifeless asteroids. And however, many researchers do believe that space telescopes could one day collect enough evidence to identify alien life from some distant planet. So I thought I'd just put that out there tonight as things are evolving here with this study. So they don't know for sure. They're not discounting it, but they're just saying there's not enough evidence for them to be jumping up and down right now and saying Eureka. And this is EHV Chance. Can here, any station you'd like to join us, if you have a comment, come on in. And then after this, we'll tie the ribbon. This is EHV Chance. All right, well, we've reached the end of the net for this week. And this Science and TechNet meets each Saturday here at 9 p.m. my local time, so 100 hours GMT. And I'm going to just express my thanks to the owner of the repeater tonight that normally hasn't come through here on the Wool repeater. Tonight we came through on the E3 Sky repeater, which is part of the Skyward After Rio Club's repeater. So thanks, folks, for that. And thank everyone for coming in. Also, Adrian, the E7NZ, thank you for connecting us in here on each of our science nets as well. And at Control Station tonight, it's been E3CAC, Ken here. And with that, this is E3CAC. I'll now close the net, and I'm going to return the frequency to other amateur use. 73, good night, evening, afternoon, wherever you have to be, folks. Stay safe and well. We'll talk again next week. This is E3KS, and I'm clear.
Fantastic presentation by Tom on Mount St. Helens. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Whiskey 9, Echo Alpha Alpha.
Anybody out there listening?
Victor Echo 5, Delta Tango listening.
KC1 VHQ is listening via EchoLink.